I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm an attorney, author, mentor, and CEO of a growing coffee company. Thanks for joining me on the show that looks at all aspects of business, from the mindset to the sales to the money left over at the end of the month, with tips and strategies to help you navigate this amazing ride called entrepreneurship. Thanks for making us part of your journey. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. So do you know the best way for you to do marketing? Well, I have somebody on here who has a pretty interesting way of helping you figure that out and real strategies to help you market in a way that's authentic and comfortable and helps you connect with your audience. So thank you, Amy, so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to dive in on the five content personalities and uncovering which one is your super strength.
Super strength. I love that. Can you tell everyone who you are and who you serve?
Totally. So my name is Amy Hager. I am the organic marketing mentor over at the Joyful Business Revolution. And we really help service-based business owners and lawyers, financial coaches, and consultants who are trying to figure out the best way to get their message into the world so that they can serve more of their ideal clients.
Awesome. All right. So I'm not going to give it away yet, but I did go and figure out what my personality was after we talked about designing the episode. But let's introduce, first of all, what is a content personality and how are there five of them?
Totally. So what we believe is, well, here, let me backstory just a little bit. A lot of times when you see a job description for a marketing director or something along those lines, the job description requires that person to be great at writing, to know how to create Canva graphics or something in Photoshop, maybe to understand how to edit and create videos. And oh, by the way, you're probably going to have conversations in person. So you have to be good in person. And I really feel like that mentality of the jack of all trades marketer is really to our detriment. And when we're running businesses, it's even worse. We're used to wearing all these hats as business owners, but really it's not helping us out in the long run. And so the content personality quiz will help you uncover which one of those content personalities you should be using to communicate your messaging, to have conversations, and to really show up the best energetic way you can to then enroll people into working with you. And so the five content personalities are video, audio, written, visual, and live in person. And when you take the content personality quiz, if you're listening to this, you can just Google content personality quiz, or you can go to our website, joyfulbusinessrevolution.com, and the quiz is there on the homepage. When you take this quiz, my suggestion is you answer those questions intuitively and with your gut and quickly. Don't overthink it. You can't get this wrong. There is no failing or passing of this quiz. And from those answers, what I would love for you to do is evaluate whatever you find out your content personality type is. Ask yourself, am I communicating this way? Am I actually using my content personality to create marketing and messaging or to have conversations? And so underneath the five content personality types, I kind of want to go over some of the best ways for you to be marketing. So once you've taken the quiz, you get the answer, you know what content personality you are, you will get a guide that walks you through all of this as well and how to best leverage your content personality. But for your listeners today, Dawn, really the first content personality that I want to talk about is live in person. And people who score that, the big key to success on this is to be in the same room or in the same Zoom room with people so that you can see them, you can feed off of their energy, you can feed off of the conversation. So going maybe to networking groups or having workshops or, you know, retreat type meetings are really, really a great way for a live in-person person to connect deeply with their ideal future client. If you scored visual, that usually means that your best way to connect with somebody is through something visual. So think about photos, the photos that are on your phone, and telling stories about them. Maybe creating infographics or comics or drawn cartoons or, you know, making graphics in Canva. The third content personality type is audio. And so those are people who, you know, when you call and they pick up the phone and they have one of the most soothing voices that you could probably listen to all day, and they're very calm on the phone, usually that's a clear sign they're audio. And so outside of using the phone, they may be great at podcasts. They may be great at recording a meditation or an audiobook. And the fourth content personality type is written. And written people are really great at creating case studies and writing emails, writing ebooks or guidebooks. And really, they are able to enroll somebody into a vision and into that future work with you through the written piece. And our fifth content personality type is video. And so video is someone who can explain something really well and be in a room on their own. So they don't need the other people, like a live in-person person does, to interact with. And they can really connect deeply just utilizing their words. So it could be a talking head video. You could be using a slideshow presentation or maybe a screencast or some sort of animation to go with the words. But really with video, the key is you don't really need someone in the room to deeply connect, and you can guide someone through a journey and enrolling with you. And so, Dawn, what was your results when you took the quiz?
Yeah, so mine was video, which I was very surprised about, actually. I thought I would lean more towards written because I do enjoy teaching through writing articles and educating through case studies and things. So I was very surprised that I came in as
video. Well, and so here's the thing. You bring up a really great point. A lot of times I will hear people who take this quiz and they're like, but I enjoy one of the other content personality types. Let's say you show up written, but you enjoy speaking from a stage and being in a room with other people. And there's no making that wrong. But what I really want you to evaluate is how do you best enroll people to working with you? And so, even though writing is a passion, how can you take those written words and somehow convert them into some sort of video content so you can roll people into a bigger vision?
So let me ask you, when you came up with these personalities and the people themselves are grading themselves, does this mean that I will connect best with other video personalities, or would I connect best with other types of personalities? So that was a question I had after I took the quiz. I'm like, does this mean that I will better connect with other video people?
Great question. And to be honest, yeah, you tend to attract those who are in a similar content personality type. And so I'm a live in person content personality type. I tend to attract live in person people more easily, but really what it means is the way you can deliver, energetically show up and connect with somebody on a deeper level. And so, you know, if you're creating videos and let's say you have a YouTube channel and you're explaining tips and important topics to you and your mission and your business, instead of going to a networking group and talking about those, try creating that YouTube channel and talking through that and explaining that. And when we think about creating content or creating, I like to say creating experiences, because people really buy from an experience. They're not going to buy from a pitch. They're not going to buy from a presentation. They're going to buy when they feel deeply engaged and connected to that person. When you're utilizing your video content personality, Dawn, I would really think of what questions do people usually come to you with that you end up having to explain to them over the phone, and starting your content that way and starting to break down some of those topics and really utilizing that as the main first part of your content. You know what you can do with that video? You can then create a blog from that video. And so maybe taking the transcription from the video that you created and reworking that into a blog, would be a good idea. So then you can use it in a newsletter and link back to that video. And so when we really think about our content personality, it needs to be the start of your creation, but it doesn't need to be the end of your creation. So it could easily flow into some of those other content personality types. But if you start the creation from that point, from your content personality, that's usually where you're going to be most energetic aligned.
So this is interesting. And maybe you don't know for sure, but is this, I'm thinking it's like, I am also someone who likes to consume video content, right? So I watch documentaries. I'm kind of a nerd, but I would prefer to do that. My second then would be reading. My third would be audio. And I'm thinking through this as you're talking about how people present stuff. So is it because maybe people who resonate with us and our message and stuff tend to consume the content the way that we like to put it out or the way that our personality is? So is it also on the consumer side, how you consume the content?
It can be. And so here's the thing that's always very, very interesting about the way the science or the psychology behind this quiz is you may like to consume one way, but your content personality ends up being a different way. And it really does stem from how you can create the most easiest and what comes easily and what comes in flow. It's not always aligned with how you consume, but I would say more times than not, there is a lot of chance that your content personality can align with how you consume. But a great example of someone who it doesn't align with is actually the founder of the quiz. I can't take credit for making this bad boy, but my partner, M. Shannon Hernandez, is the founder of this quiz and created it. You know, she is a live in-person introvert, and she used to be a teacher. So it kind of makes sense when you look at our past, but she has a passion for writing. She loves reading books. She loves writing. She's written a book. And she was really utilizing writing to market her business when she first started it. And so she was writing blog posts and emails and long form social media posts and things along those lines. And yeah, it was fun for her, but she wasn't converting the clients. And so when she tapped into that live in-person content personality type, figured out the right flow for her as an introvert, and really tapped into her ability to teach and to teach live in person, that's where the clients really started to come from. And so again, the way you consume or some of the passions that you may have may be another content personality type, and it may align with what your content personality type is, and it may not. But what I really love is when you get this result, just challenge yourself. Give it a shot for 90 days. What if you challenge yourself to create all of your messaging and your marketing and your critical communications utilizing that content personality type and see how it goes? See if those clients end up coming more easily and are attracted to you and they're more ideal than from before.
Yeah, this is really interesting because you keep going back to a very important thing, and that is conversion and results versus the awareness type marketing, right? Where someone just gets to kind of see things about you or your brand. I mean, this personality that you are creating content in that gives you the flow is actually really meant to move people to a point of doing business with you.
Exactly. And that's really what we're all in business for, is right? Is to serve and help others. And if we're not giving them the best chance to experience us in our highest vibration or highest energy and our wisest expertise, then they may not feel that deep connection. And I'll also say, when you're creating your marketing and your messaging and going deep, you really want someone to experience your content and feel like you are talking to them and only them, or feel like you're talking about someone who means a lot to them. And so by really getting that message to be small and feel super personal, and then creating in your content personality type, I mean, that's the golden ticket of marketing and messaging right there, Dawn.
Wow. Yeah. So when we first started talking and you were like, no, you only have to market one way, let's talk about platforms, because I think sometimes people start from the platform. Oh, I think my audience is on LinkedIn. I think my audience is on Facebook. I think my audience is on Instagram. I think what you're saying is platform agnostic. This is the messaging style. And then, then you want to go ahead and figure out where your ideal clients are or your audience is sitting.
Well, and here's the other thing that I think is really important is your ideal client and your audience, let's be honest, they're everywhere. All those social media channels has thousands, if millions, hundreds of millions. I don't know. I'm bad at numbers. they have a lot of people though, right? And so again, for you to energetically show up, not feel like marketing is a chore, not feel like it's something you're bad at, and not feel like it's something you have to do, but you enjoy doing, I say pick the platform that you love the best. I love Facebook. And that's the only place I am. Do I have a LinkedIn account? Yes. Do I have an Instagram account? Yes. But I don't use those for business because I don't go there intuitively. I don't go there with ease. And so I pretty much exclusively will utilize Facebook to really promote and play with my content. And when I know it's a good piece of content, when it performs well on Facebook, yeah, sure, I'll go toss it over there on LinkedIn. But I really pick the platform that you love the best because your ideal clients are everywhere. They absolutely are. And even if you're feeling like, well, I don't know, Amy, I think you're kind of full of it. I know my people are on LinkedIn, but you're inside saying, gosh, I really love Instagram. Well, fine. Go play with your content on Instagram. And like I said, take those things that perform well and then maybe put it over on LinkedIn because you feel your ideal client is going to find you better there. But I think we really make marketing too hard for ourselves. And so let's make it easier and let's do it on a platform we enjoy.
Right. Well, this is kind of turning the conventional wisdom on its head as far as how to, you know, how to market your business, right? It's like number one is figure out who your client is. Number two, figure out where they are. Number three, then you give them all of these different ways to learn about you, right? So you want to do carousels and reels and all these things. And you're saying, nah, not really.
Right. I think we've been casting too wide of nets in our marketing, and we've been trying to fish in an ocean. And I mean, I'm not a fisher person, but I'm definitely a boater person. And I know fishing in an ocean is way harder than finding a pond or a lake and going to somewhere small, maybe within a cove on the ocean and fishing there. And so if you, again, can think small in your marketing and your messaging, be really focused in your efforts so that you're enjoying it, energetically, you are going to be able to attract people because you're going to have stronger messaging. You're going to have clearer messaging. And again, you're going to really enjoy it. And once you leverage that, once you figure out that, and once that is working well, then and only then do I suggest you add maybe another platform or another way. But even better yet, I say bring someone on your team. I've used this content personality quiz to build out marketing and sales teams for years before actually coming full time into the Joyful Business Revolution. And it is a game changer. And the last time I actually used the quiz to build a team, it was to sell standardized construction contracts. And the team was our CEO, who was the lawyer. It was me, who I'm not a lawyer at all. And I was live in person. On our team, we had an office like manager or coordinator person who was visuals. So they created all of our Canva graphics and like managed the website and things along those lines. We had a contractor that we brought in who did video work for us. I needed someone to fill that audio component of our team. And I ended up hiring this college dropout who was selling cell phones at the mall. And he did so great in his interview on the phone, Dawn. But then when I brought him in, he was squirrely and like just could not hold a conversation. But then I put him back on the phone and did amazing. And so he really performs super well on the phone, doesn't feed off of people's energies very well, and it screws his energy up. the CEO was written and he loves speaking on stage. And so I was like, we've got to find places for you to get published. So we started to look more at magazines and things along those lines. And he was a little upset about shifting. He was like, but I like to travel and I want to go be on stages. And I was like, fine, go to these conferences, but you can't be on stage delivering the message. I had to be on stage delivering the message because I'm live in person. And then I always said, if you need more, and I gave his email address, not mine. I said, email Brian. He's the CEO. He's sitting over in the corner of the room here. Give yourself a wave, Brian. And that's, we took the business from $750,000 a year to $1.2 million in 18 months by allowing the team to really tap into their content personality strengths and letting go of our weaknesses and just embracing this. And so I think that as you're creating marketing and as you're creating bigger teams, when you allow your team to also create in their strength and get out of those traditional whatever roles and job descriptions, look out. That is the secret sauce right there.
That is fascinating. All right. So everybody who has a marketing quote unquote team, or even if you only have one person doing marketing for you right now, have them go take this quiz. So yeah, that you can build this up. That is an amazing additional way to use this, is not just to decide and define for yourself, but to build out a team so that you are again attracting people who resonate with content in different ways.
Totally.
Wow. So where can people find out more about you? I know you're a Joyful Business Revolution, but besides taking the quiz, where can they follow you and learn more about you and what you do?
Yeah, well, if you take the quiz, I'm probably going to email you because I also get the answers and I love to find out if you're surprised or not. Like, that's the joy of my morning, is when I send my emails out to people who took the quiz over the last week and be like, hey, are you surprised about this? But you can find me on Facebook. It's Amy, A-M-Y, Hager, H-A-G-E-R. I hang out there mostly. Again, I am on LinkedIn if you find me there, but I would say go to joyfulbusinessrevolution.com, take this quiz, or Google the content personality quiz, take this quiz, see what your results are, and be curious about it. Be curious and explore, because I think we need a little fun. We need some playful experiments in our lives and in our business. And marketing, to be honest, is just one giant playful experience or experiment. What works well for me may not work well for you and may not work well for the next person. But you can really find what works well for you and your team if you allow yourself to be playful and experiment.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're giving permission, because I'm hearing the sighs from the audience. They're like, ooh, I don't have to do all of it, right? Yeah. I don't have to do 18 different ways of doing this, because it's exhausting. Like you said in the beginning, it's not in flow for me to do A or B. And you just gave people permission to not have to do it all, still have a way to get it all done by using this quiz to find the right people and to just enjoy getting their message out there.
Exactly. I think the key point of all of this is you need to enjoy your marketing. And it should not become one of those things I have to do, or it's a chore, or gosh, I wish I could just hire someone to do it for me. You, my friend, are your best marketer and your best messenger. If you step into that power and step into the superpower of your content personality, I think that is such a different foot forward than the other way.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for being here today and having this conversation.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
All right. We'll talk to y'all next time on the next episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. Take that quiz and take care. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. If you want some more information about me or free resources, please visit my updated website, DawnKKennedy.com. Follow me on social at Dawn K. Kennedy XO on Instagram, and on Facebook at Dawn K. Kennedy Mentor. I'll see you next time.